Google's bankruptcy data haul and big tech's carbon contradiction. Google paid $10 million at a bankruptcy auction and acquired 100 million emails, 500 million chat records, and decades of Spirit Airlines' operational history. The competing bidder was Mercer. For AI training purposes, the acquisition represents a gold mine, millions of real customer service interactions spanning years, labeled by outcome, covering a vast range of complaint types and service recovery scenarios. The effective price was approximately 2 cents per interaction for data that would be nearly impossible to generate synthetically at that scale. The ethical question centers on consent. Spirit Airlines passengers never agreed to have their communication sold to Google to train AI systems. They agreed, in terms of service most did not read carefully, to Spirit using their data for Spirit's operational purposes. Whether that consent transfers to Google's training pipeline is a genuine legal gray area. The FTC has been circling the question. European data protection authorities would likely require explicit consent from each data subject, making the transfer practically impossible under EU law. US bankruptcy courts have historically prioritized maximizing creditor recovery over third-party privacy interests. The competitive dynamics are significant. If Google systematically acquires training data at distressed sale prices through bankruptcy proceedings, it compounds a data advantage over time. Better data improves models, better models attract more users generate more proprietary data. Each individual acquisition may be too small to trigger merger review, while the cumulative flywheel effect constitutes a durable form of market power. A Financial Times analysis of the 60 largest planned U.S. data centers from Amazon, Google, Meta, and Microsoft found they would collectively emit approximately 101.5 million tons of CO2 annually. Equivalent, the FT noted, to the emissions of roughly 24 million cars. The irony is acute. Several of these companies have made public net zero carbon commitments, and some have made genuine renewable energy investments. But AI compute demand is growing faster than renewable energy buildout can accommodate, and the gap between green commitments and actual emissions trajectories is reportedly widening.